In December 2021, my husband Ash and I were traveling around the Toronto area of Canada, and we drove up north to explore the hiking trails of Muskoka. It was at this time, surrounded by the quiet anticipation and opportunities that were in the air, that we decided to start a new podcast. We had been getting really excited about the possibilities of NFTs, specifically how they could be used in business. We didn't know very much about them at all and knew there was no better way to learn about something than to, well, talk about it. So in February 2022, we launched our first episode for the NFTpreneurs. It was designed to be a commentary on our own journey, learning about the utility of NFTs, getting our own, and at some point, creating our own. And we were going pretty strong with it until we weren't. Yeah. After our seventh episode, we decided to shut the NFTpreneur podcast down. There were a lot of reasons why we made the decision. The biggest one was because we had just decided to pivot to the capture product that we have now, centered on helping experts who podcast. And we knew that it was going to take all of our time and energy to bring it to life. But underlying that is the very reason that pod fade happens. Because maintaining a podcast is work, it's time, it's effort. And for a podcast to keep going, we have to feel like all of that time and effort is worth keeping something going that doesn't seem like it has immediate payoff. So that's what I wanted to talk about in this particular episode. What is pod fade? What causes it? And how can we ensure it doesn't happen to us so that we don't end up sinking into obscurity? My name is Deidre Shen, the CEO and co-founder of Capture, the world's first AI-powered podcast copywriter, and this is the Grow My Podcast Show. Hey you, it's Deidre Shen here from Capture, coming to you from New York City, and this is the Grow My Podcast Show. So we are talking about pod fade today, a phenomenon that I honestly hadn't even heard about until about 4 weeks ago when I was speaking to a good friend of mine, Alex Sanfilippo from Podmatch. I was actually interviewing him for the Grow My Podcast virtual summit that went live on July 1st, and he mentioned this thing called pod fade, which was actually the inspiration behind one of his newest ventures called Podcast SOP. So I looked this thing up. I looked up what pod fade was, and I learned that I had myself pod faded. I had started a podcast and decided that it wasn't worth continuing. And I had just become another statistic, one of the many that did not make it past seven episodes, like exactly seven episodes we had launched. And we did not make any other than that. So what is pod fade? It is when a podcast creator decides to no longer release new episodes. And there are a couple of reasons why this might happen. It could be because they've run out of content or because they've run out of time. For you as an expert, I'm sure that content isn't an issue for you, right? You probably find that you have too much content, in fact, too many topics to talk about, too many guests that help you bring your show to life. So I'm willing to bet that if you ever felt or you're feeling like second guessing your decision to start your podcast, then it's because you realize just how much time it takes to keep it going, right? And there are going to be a couple of reasons you're perhaps second guessing the time you have to commit to your podcast. So one, because you're not seeing a return yet, an ROI. And if you're not, I would invite you to listen to episode 15 of this podcast. It's called The Only Way to Monetize a Podcast with a Small Audience. Listen to that and start getting a return. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is because you're only realizing now how much time it really takes. Time to find guests, prepare, record, edit, and then promote it. And you might be thinking that perhaps that time might be better spent on other things on your business, working with your clients, making sales, right? And when you think about it, that second reason, you know, not having the time, it's actually related to the first reason. Because let's face it, if you knew it was bringing in results, right? If you could see that your audience was growing, if you could see that people were engaging with you about your podcast, if you could see that you were getting leads from your podcast, if you could see those leads turning into sales, then wouldn't it be an absolute no-brainer for you to put more time into it? But the only way your podcast is going to actually do that for you, get this ROI for you, is if you promote it. And I get it. By the time we get to this point where we've done so much for the episode, we've prepared, we've recorded, we've edited, that promoting is probably the last thing you want to be doing. But I can guarantee that the root of all pod fade and obscurity is exactly that. When we don't have the time or the will to effectively promote our podcast, promote it so that we can see it actually working for us. So if this sounds like you, perhaps you're second guessing your decision to start and maintain your podcast because you didn't realize just how much it takes to grow it, then we're going to help you ensure you don't pod fade. Sound good? So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get straight into how not to fall victim to pod fade and obscurity. If you're finding yourself questioning your decision to start a podcast because it is just taking up too much of your time and energy to find guests, record it, edit it, and then promote it, then you are in the right place. I am joined by my co-founder, Bonna Rai, and we are going to dive straight into how to not fall victim to pod fade. Again, this is the phenomenon where a podcast just fades.
Hey.
And how to not fall victim to obscurity.
One of our favorite topics.
It really is. It really is, because this is really near and dear to our hearts. And honestly, you'll hear more about Capture and why we created it, but this is actually the reason why we created it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Super, super big pain point. And it's really disheartening. I think that's the thing.
So, yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm excited to talk about this.
Awesome. Okay. So let's get into it. So we've got 3 steps to share with you around how you can not fall victim to pod fade and obscurity. Let's get into it. So the first one is we need to choose our promotion channel, our main promotion channel. And this is a hard one because I am so not good at doing this because I want to be everywhere. And we get told to be everywhere,
that's
right?
That's the thing. It's all about omnipresence.
Exactly. It's all about repurposing and conversation domination. And pick whatever term you want, but we all get told you've got to be everywhere because, you know, that's how you be everywhere. That's how you get seen.
Yes.
And I guess that's true if you have a team, if you can afford to outsource some of these things. But if you're like a solopreneur, if you're a one-man band or even a two-man band, trust us, we have done all the things. We would highly, highly recommend just try to choose one channel.
Yes.
And to do that, we really need to, I mean, everything comes down to where is your audience, right? Where is your most engaged audience?
Yes.
And so how did we think through this for ourselves?
Yeah, I think the one thing as well around the whole omnipresence thing and wanting to be everywhere as well, I think is to remember is when we say choose a promotion channel, we're talking about to start. You can ultimately be everywhere, but this is the most sustainable way to go about it. And each time you make a decision around which channel you want to be on, whether you're just starting out or it's the next channel, this would be the same set of considerations. So like you've already said, Dee, it's really about where is your most engaged audience. Mm-hmm. And even if you have a small audience, a tiny audience, where are they?
Yes.
Which platform specifically? So is it your email list? Small but mighty.
Yeah.
Are you one of those people, which I am not, who's on Twitter and do Twitter really well?
Yeah.
And that's kind of where, you know, your people are, and you do have a few followers and they really, and you enjoy it. So that's, Twitter could be one. LinkedIn could be another one as well. Obviously a lot of people on LinkedIn too. Maybe it's Instagram, maybe it's TikTok. So just really pick the platform where you have your most engaged audience right now. So today, so just to really give yourself a good starting point. I would say with something like entrepreneurs, brand new podcast, pretty much brand new brand.
Yeah.
We think it made sense for us to start on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because you've got quite a following there at least, if nothing else.
And it's actually probably the platform that I'm the most comfortable with, I would say. So that's
a really good consideration.
Yeah, that's another consideration. It's like, because I guess depending on your niche, and I say you're not you, Bonna, but everyone listening to this.
Yeah.
I would hazard a guess that they are most likely on any of these platforms, most likely. Mm. Not true for all niches, but by and large. And that was definitely the case for us. You know, we were like, we think that Twitter is probably going to be where they're mostly, we're talking to an NFT aware crowd.
Yeah.
But really the purpose of what we were doing was it was a podcast about for newbies.
Yeah.
Because we were newbies and it's like, okay, well, if we just talk about our journey learning and about it, then... And so we didn't necessarily need to tap into an NFT aware crowd. Mm. That was the consideration that we, and because of the fact that, again, we were most comfortable with a platform like Instagram, that just made the most sense for us to be focusing on that platform.
Yeah, absolutely. And like we talked about, this is where you start and, you know, you really give yourself that confidence and greatest chance for consistency. So exactly, a platform that you are most comfortable on And the medium that you probably like, I mean, I use the term like because, you know, kind of selectively, because we can't always like what we do.
Yes.
But naturally feels that on the days that it gets hard, when you can no longer be bothered, the pod fade is starting to set in.
Yes.
You can motivate yourself to basically turn up. So for me, as much as I can't say that I love copywriting, but on average, more than the average person that I do, so I would probably go with something like email because I find email the most natural medium to write from.
Yes.
Whereas that's not for everyone, I know that.
Yeah.
So really it's kind of picking the channel and the medium that your engaged audience is most likely hanging out at and you actually personally enjoy the most natural about as well.
Yeah, and I would say, I know this is like kind of already breaking this particular step to be like choose one promotional channel, but I would say if you're struggling with this around, oh, I can't just pick one, I would say pick one social media and always, always do email. Everything that we've spoken about, so if you've listened to even the last episode, if you go to episode 15, I already mentioned, go have a listen to episode 15 about the way to monetize this for podcast audience. We talk about a little bit about the funnel, how we use your podcast to actually build your list. Now, the reason why you want to build your list is because a list is where you can directly, it's an audience that you control. And I don't mean control by way of like psychologically control. I mean, by like tangibly, right? Your social media audience, you actually have no control over because your account could get shut down. The algorithms change and, you know, Instagram or Facebook or whoever decides that they're only going to surface your content to, 1% of your followers. All of these things make an impact to who you can reach. But your email, as long as, again, you do the optimization stuff that we always teach and talk about, your emails will reach your audience to your email list. So I would say pick one social media channel, or the one that we've just spoken about, like considerations are where is your most engaged audience and what do you actually like doing the most? For me personally, it's Instagram. And then always, always do email. That would be my big recommendation. The other thing too around
let's get the second one. Yeah.
Because I'm doing this, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Better come back to that.
Yeah. Well, we roll it into the second one. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. This is all about setting then a schedule and choosing a frequency, right?
Yes. That you know that you'll stick to. We talked about consistency. There's nothing worse than going out all guns blazing and then falling off.
Yes.
So really from day one, be really honest with yourself and say, what is the schedule? If Wednesdays are my days that I know that I can work towards, or I'm a Monday kind of gal, you know, I'm going to definitely get up and do that, then choose your schedule, set it for you and for your audience and the frequency. So for example, we might be just picking off of your recommendation, always one weekly email. You choose the one day you're going to send the email out, and it could be one LinkedIn post, or it could be one tweet, or it could be three Instagram posts. Maybe you're just, you know, more motivated to create content.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, just set that pretty much in stone. I know we talk a lot about nothing set in stone. This is then, at least for now, at least until we can be consistent with it and you feel like you can do more.
Yes.
I think it's so overlooked a lot of the times because we get caught up in the enthusiasm of it all. I say we because I do it a lot.
Yeah.
I'm so excited, but it's really hard to maintain.
Yes.
So that is probably the main thing here, schedule and frequency.
And this is the reason why, you know, we go back to our first step, which is choose one promotional channel. Because when you start to look at your schedule and your frequency and you go, oh my gosh, I want to be everywhere. And that means that it's going to mean this much work and effort.
Yeah.
And this is why people don't promote, right? Going back to the exact reason for this episode, this is why Podfade happens, because you get to this point and you're like, I know I need to promote it. This is the only way that I can actually get in front of people and grow my audience. And then you look at your schedule and you're like, I need to do how many posts a week and how many emails? And you're like, you know what? Too hard basket.
Yes.
I'm going to park it for, I'll do it next week. And then next week rolls around and then the same thing. So this is why it comes back to just choose that one promotional channel. If it's Instagram, again, if I talk to myself, it's about ourselves, then it's like, how many Instagram posts can I commit to doing that week and making sure I do it? And once I do that, then I can be like, okay, I'm in a rhythm now. I've stuck to my schedule. Now I can start looking at LinkedIn, or I can start looking at Twitter, or I can start looking at something else.
The next platform.
Exactly. So that's really, really important. And the other thing too, I would say is the reason why you want to do this, I was actually reading a, it was a question, it was a similar question to this, which is like, what frequency, how much should I be promoting on social media? It was on one, a Facebook group, a podcasting Facebook group on Facebook, obviously. And a lot of the comments was like, oh, this is my schedule. I do, you know, these audiograms and I do this and I do that. And it's like tick, 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 which is great if they're able to do it in the right way. Again, go back to maybe episode 10. Listen to episode 10 of this podcast, which is all about the podcast ROI killer, why repurposing content is a waste of time. Because a lot of us might be like, we might feel really good about ourselves because we're like, yeah, we are everywhere. It's super easy. I've got my podcast. I just need to do a little bit of tweaking here and there, create these audiograms, and I can put it everywhere.
Yeah.
But ask yourself the question, by doing that activity, is it actually getting you any results? Right? A lot of us just want to feel good about something that we're doing. It's like, yeah, we're doing it. Like this feels great, but is it actually getting you results? That's what I really, really want you to look into because, and again, this comes back to the first step of choosing one.
Yeah.
The reason why you want to choose one as well is because you want to be on top of your analytics and you want to be on top of the performance of what you're actually putting out there and how you're promoting it. Too many times we think promotion is just like, let's just be everywhere.
Someone will see something.
Right. Like it's almost the spray and pray approach. And that is not what you need to be doing. Please do not spray and pray. You need to be very intentional. So if you choose one promotional channel, really get to know it. What makes Instagram tick? What makes Facebook tick? What makes Twitter tick? What makes LinkedIn tick? If you really get to know that one platform and work out whether it's performing for you, then that is what's going to get you results. And this is the thing that, you know, when I talk to anyone who has grown their podcast audience in this way, I was speaking to Hala Taha, who is the host of Young and Profiting. And she was very intentional when she was like, I made a decision when she first started to focus on LinkedIn. And she really, really worked out how LinkedIn works, like what type of posts, what type of creatives do they prefer? How do we actually get, you know, how do we get engagement? How do we build a community on that platform? Like she really went deep in it until she then was like, yep, I've mastered that. I now can go into Instagram or whatever else. So this is the key that I think a lot of people who are kind of just maybe floundering a little bit don't quite realize because they try to be everywhere. But you can only be as effective as the performance of what you're putting out there.
Yeah.
Exactly. How effectively that's doing.
Yeah. 100%.
Sorry, I just had to go on my rant there.
No, it's very, very important. I think that is very much, you know, one of the things, it was really funny when you were saying that post reminded you of it. A song I was listening to, this one particular line actually just resonated as you were saying that. And the line is, I hope it's what you want and just not what you do. And I thought, wow, that with everything that we do, sometimes, especially as entrepreneurs, as you were just saying, that you're like, tick, tick, I've done everything. I've posted everywhere. Everything's been posted. Everything's been whatever.
Yes.
And then really you go back to results and you're like, but is this, am I getting what I want out of this? Which is a result from that promotion, right? From that activity, whether it's your time or your team's time versus now you just have an identity around someone who's organized to tick all the boxes.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you have to really think about, is this what we want?
Yes.
So I think that's a really, really powerful,
very
powerful reminder. So if you find yourself going, maybe tuning out, going, oh no, I've got this. It's really kind of going, but do you actually have it?
Yeah.
You got this.
Yeah.
Because can you tell me your metrics exactly to say, yep, because my engagement rate on Instagram is at 6.78% consistently and I get this many clicks through. So yes, I am going to move on to TikTok or whatever your next thing is.
Yeah.
So that's really, really important. It's a good reminder for us as well.
Totally. This is the whole purpose of the podcast and talking things out. We're like, oh gosh, we should probably do that too. All right. So just to quickly recap before we head on into step three. So step one is choose one promotional channel. We say one, but really it's kind of two. We're cheating.
Yeah. I mean,
we're giving guys a cheat code.
Top of funnel and then always.
Exactly. So one social media platform, the other one should be your email. You need to be focusing on growing your email database. And this is, you know, talking about your podcast is a great way to nurture them.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's step one. Step two, set a schedule and choose a frequency that you know you'll stick to.
And again, I'm not going to go down the rant again, but this is why it's so important to choose one, because you don't want to overwhelm yourself and you want to go deep. You want to really go deep and understand how that platform works and how to actually know if it's performing for you from a promotion perspective.
Mm,
yeah. And then step number three.
The most important step.
The most important step.
Our favorite step.
Is use Capture. You guys, no brainer. What is that? Like, seriously, if you are still struggling with how to promote your episode, like, struggle no more. You've got to use Capture, okay? Because this is what, as I said before, this is what the platform was designed for. We know, because we've lived it many, many times, how freaking hard it is to promote your podcast and all of the things that can go that we just don't think about, right? So even if you go to the very first episode of this podcast, I talk specifically about things called content hunting traps. We don't think about these things when we write copy. Well, you know, it depends on our level of, I know that I certainly didn't when I first started out. Yeah. And again, I don't know, I forgot what episode it was, but if you go to any the episode about episode title, like
episode 5, yeah,
even descriptions, you will know
she's not lying.
How terrible I was! I put no thought into how to actually effectively promote a podcast episode.
Yeah,
until I figured it. Until I had to, right? I had to figure it out. And the secret is around content hunting traps and how do you actually compel someone, create so much curiosity in them that they need to do the thing that you want them to do.
Mm.
And Capture helps do that for you.
Yes.
This is a great thing. We've kind of merged that, the human intelligence that we, the thinking that we put into it because of all of our failed experiments and all of our learnings and things like that, with the efficiency of artificial intelligence, which means that literally, you guys, under 10 minutes, you just upload your audio file, your episode, and you will have everything created for you, title, description, show notes, social media caption, promotional email, that have these content honey traps already in them. So good. It's so cool. Why wouldn't you?
Exactly. I think that's the thing where this is the main reason why we created the tool. Kind of came later, but this was a big pain point.
Yes.
And, you know, we didn't even talk about show notes. Go and listen to others for that episode. But those take up a lot of time too, right? Yes. And it's kind of like, so we totally get why people get stuck, because by the time you finish recording and all of that, so that's the whole, that's why we said, okay, minimal effort on the podcaster side. Yes. All they have time and energy for is to just click upload. That's all we need.
Yes.
Give them 10 minutes to have a cup of tea and catch up on their energy level so they can just edit the drafts. But that is exactly, like you said, what Capture is for. And we talked about step one to say, you know, stretch yourself and make sure you commit to email as well. And now this makes it so simple.
Totally.
You can just, especially if you bulk record, you do a few episodes, let's say, you know, back to back, and then you can get all of that done and, you know, scheduled ahead of time.
Yes.
So then if you are going on leave, or if you are, you know, because life happens too, that is all done for you. And it's just taking off that pressure and that cognitive load to not be sitting there writing copy when you could be out either enjoying your life or growing your business.
Exactly.
Which is what the point of the podcast is, right?
Exactly. It's just, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Exactly. At least check it out. You can get a free trial at capsho.com.
Yeah.
So capsho.com. Just check it out and see for yourself the power of it. This, you guys, I mean, there's so many reasons for pod fade and obscurity. And, you know, I've already spoken about them or mentioned them. It all comes down to not seeing results. That's really what it comes down to, right? I know that there's, like, we can say, oh, we don't have the time, so that's what contributes to pod fade. But we know as humans that if we got results, we would put more time into it, right?
Yeah.
So the reason why pod fade and obscurity happens is because you're not getting results. The reason why you're not getting results is because you're not promoting it. You're not promoting your podcast.
Yes.
Start promoting your podcast and do it literally. Follow these steps, choose one promotional channel and email. So one social media channel and plus email. Set a schedule and be consistent, be frequent on there. And you can do that so simply, so easily by using Capture. As like, it's literally a no-brainer. Okay, I'm going to get off my soapbox.
It was a good soapbox. Yeah, that's it. That's basically
that's it.
Then we are here to create a world of no more pod fade.
Yes. Yes.
That is our mission.
Let's get you out of obscurity. Well, that's definitely, we want to help you amplify your message your voice. We do not want you sinking into obscurity. And so we're going to help you promote your podcast so easily, so simply. So with that said, go to capshow.com, C-A-P-S-H-O.com. Get in for the free trial and stay awesome. Bye, guys.